BBC News with Marion Marshall. The retrial has begun of Guatemala's former military ruler, General Efraín Ríos Montt, who's accused of genocide. In a dramatic start to the retrial, General Ríos Montt's lawyers first said he couldn't attend on health grounds. But after the judge ordered that he attend within the hour, the 88-year-old was wheeled in on a stretcher. Our America's Desk editor, Candice Peart, reports.
General Ríos Montt and General Rodríguez were tried in 2013 on charges of ordering the army to carry out a series of massacres. Over 3 days in the early 1980s, soldiers systematically killed hundreds of men, women and children, shooting or bludgeoning them to death and throwing bodies down a well. General Rodríguez was acquitted, but his boss was found guilty and sentenced to 80 years in prison. The conviction was later thrown out on procedural grounds and a retrial ordered. The case is the first anywhere in the world that a former head of state has faced genocide charges in a court in his own country.
The general's former intelligence chief, General José Mauricio Rodríguez, is also on trial. Two men have been charged in the United States with involvement in an attempt last week to overthrow the Gambian government. The U.S. Justice Department said they've been charged with conspiring against a friendly nation. Both men were of Gambian descent. Our Africa editor, Mary Harper, reports on the documents presented in court.
The men had code names of Fox and Dave. They had bought substantial quantities of weapons in the United States, stuffed them into barrels, wrapped clothing around them, shipped them off to Gambia, and various documents were found with sort of handwritten top secret and all of their plans for the future of the Gambia once they'd taken it over. And in fact, these men ended up coming back to the United States and being arrested on arrival.
The euro has fallen sharply in trading, at one point falling to a 9-year low against the dollar. The BBC Brussels correspondent says the fall has been triggered by speculation that Greece may leave the eurozone's single currency if the left-wing Syriza party wins the general election later this month. Speaking to reporters, a spokesperson for the European Commission, Annika Breinhardt, dismissed concerns over the long-term viability of the euro.
The euro is here to stay. The euro has proved its resilience. And further than that, as Margarita says, there will be no further statement from the Commission. We're waiting for the vote by the Greek voters on the 25th.
Two American skiers have been killed in an avalanche while skiing near their European training base in the Austrian Alps. 20-year-old Ronnie Burlak and 19-year-old Bryce Astle were junior members of the U.S. ski team. They were part of a group of six skiers who were descending from a mountain near Zolden. It's believed they triggered an avalanche and were buried under the snow. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. In the United States, the surviving suspect accused of carrying out the Boston Marathon bombings has appeared in court at the beginning of his trial. Wearing a dark jumper and khaki trousers, Jokhar Tsarnaev, a U.S. citizen of Chechen origin, stood before the first batch of potential jurors. Nada Taufik reports.
The trial of Jokhar Tsarnaev will be one of the most closely watched in American history. The jury will decide whether Tsarnaev planned and planted two bombs that killed three and injured more than 260 at the 2013 Boston Marathon finish line, the worst terrorist attack on American soil since September 11, 2001. Tsarnaev has pleaded not guilty to 30 federal charges against him and faces the death penalty if convicted.
A juror in the grand jury that decided not to indict a white police officer in the U.S. state of Missouri after the shooting dead of an unarmed black man has sued the prosecutor in the case. The unidentified juror is seeking court permission to speak publicly about the way the case was handled, something which is banned by state law. The United States has said it opposes a move by Israel to freeze the transfer of tax revenues to the Palestinian Authority. Israeli officials said on Saturday that the country had frozen the transfer of about $125 million in tax revenues, which it collects on behalf of the Palestinians. Israel took the step in retaliation for the Palestinian bid to join the International Criminal Court. A parliamentary commission in Turkey has ruled that four ex-ministers won't have to stand trial on corruption charges. They resigned their government posts in 2013 after illegal wiretaps appeared to show that they were linked to the taking of bribes. All four are allies of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who was prime minister at the time. The commission that exempted them from prosecution is dominated by members of Mr. Erdogan's AK party. BBC News.